Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking about one of the best teams in the country, since losing to American Heritage Plantation, since losing to Chaminade Madonna, rather, American Heritage Plantation is, I can't tell you. I mean, they play lights out every single week. Mike Smith's a first-year head coach, but he's been around the program for a long time, and it certainly helps to have playmakers. And David Vidala has been one of the, for the past 4 years, has been one of the most consistent football players. 3 years at Heritage, 1 year at St. Thomas. He is right now the all-time leading tackler in American Heritage school history. Think about that. I mean, think of all, this is a school that, what, 2-3 years ago had 6-7 kids drafted into the NFL. Certainly a guy gets it done in the classroom. Work ethic is second to none. He's kind enough to join us this evening. David, thanks so much for taking the time.
How you doing, Mr. Blue Team? Thanks for having me.
Good, good. This has been kind of a magical ride for you. I mean, it's gone fast. I still remember your freshman year when you first started playing. You came in and you took the entire state by storm, the leading tackler in the entire state. Talk about these 4 years, because if it went fast for me, I'm sure it went faster for you.
Yeah, it really has gone by fast. You know, with COVID and everything, it's hard to live in the moment. You're always worrying about what's going to come with what's going on in the current moment. And you try to enjoy, you know, what you're doing right now, but you're always looking at the future, you know, where you're going to be at, you know, looking at the next game and the next game after that and all the goals you have, but enjoying where you're at in the moment, try a little bit to make time go slower. It kind of helps, but it certainly has gone by fast. 4 years flew by.
You have dedicated yourself, I mean, to getting better, to getting bigger, getting faster, getting stronger, getting to the point where your work in the classroom is stellar, making yourself as attractable as an athlete, student athlete, as possible for the next level. Your freshman and sophomore years were unbelievable. You made the move in your junior year over to St. Thomas. But it seemed like you came back, David, this year with a little bit of chip on your shoulder. I mean, from the day you came back, you worked harder, changed your number, kind of like got back to the basics, something that made you successful. Talk about that.
For me, I had to come back and show that I'm still the player that I was my freshman, sophomore year, and I wanted to come back and have an off-the-charts year, but do it while winning a state championship. You know, being around a great group of guys, I came back, and we want to get this senior class state championship. We have 27 seniors, and this is a special group. We have guys that are signing to big-time colleges, and, you know, being Mike Smith's first year as a head coach, it meant a lot because he's the guy who's always believed in me. And so when I came back, he was from day one that guy who allowed me to get back into my role and really be me where I can thrive in the role I'm in.
Yeah. And you get a chance, you know, to be well coached up and down the line. Coach Porter, who's done a tremendous job with the defense. Obviously, a lot of the position coaches, you get a chance to go up against some pretty decent, if not really decent, football talent every day in practice. I mean, you have a running back room that's probably better than some small colleges. I mean, you know, you look at Byron Lewis, who's most likely the heir apparent, is going to be a really, really, really good football player. And then you have Mark Fletcher, who is like a pinnacle, and then Brandon Innes, who you're getting a chance to play with. Talk about that offense, because you have to go against that in practice all the time. Easily one of the most high-powered offenses that you faced all year. Obviously, Chaminade was good, but you look at your room, your offensive line, what Blake has done at quarterback this year, your receiving core. with a freshman like Malachi, with Brandon Ennis, who's just off the charts. Talk about that.
Well, just the offense is as good as they say. You know, you got all the recognition for players like Brandon, Mark, Brandon Lewis, and Blake, and they're as good as they say. There's no overrating these players. They're hard workers, the in and out, the O-line, they protect Blake. And it seems like this year is a big year for breaking records. Mark's going to break a rushing record. Brandon's already broken a receiver record. Blake's going to be to break a passing record. But it's not about the records. You know, the records are coming because of how structurally sound the offense is and how hard they work every day. And going against a great defense like ours, our practices get competitive. I mean, the energy, if you've ever been out there, the energy at our practice is unmatched. I mean, we're going against, it's basically like a game every day for us. And that's why we're still at such a high this late into the season. A lot of teams will fall low and start getting tired. But every day in practice, we're competing. We're, you know, going against each other. And we feel that energy. And that offense is as good as they say.
No doubt. David Vidala joining us, senior linebacker at American Heritage. Easily a guy that if you're ever watching a game, just look over and number 11's right next to the ball, basically every play. College is for you. Couple of good opportunities opening up. FAU will be getting a new head coach. University of South Florida will be getting a new head coach. I know that a lot of people have paid a lot of interest in you, especially this year with the big season that you have. What have you been doing as far as like getting college interest or attracting colleges?
The best thing I can do is keep playing the way I am, and I just keep putting my film together, send it out, and hope that I can get somebody who comes and shows me that interest. I'd like for a team to come to me and show that they want me.
And obviously you've done everything you can from the standpoint of getting bigger, getting faster, getting stronger, an opportunity definitely to, as you said, for people to come to you and watch. The further you go in the state playoffs, a lot of coaches will be watching, a lot of eyes will be on you. Big game this week, Jacksonville Bulls. I know you guys don't want to look past that, but just a reminder that if we could put together a state final between you guys and Central, it would be off the charts. I think it's going to happen. But this week is one game that I know that Coach Smith and this entire team is looking at. Dave, thanks so much for taking the time. Best of luck this week. And certainly you deserve an opportunity to play at the next level as much as anybody else.
Thank you for having me. Can I give one more shout-out, if you don't mind?
Yes.
I'd like to shout-out our owner of American Heritage, Mr. Laurie. You know, without him, it just this team and this school wouldn't be what it is. He's allowed the whole team and all of us, to our coaches and our staff, to really be given an opportunity to make a great thing, and he believed in us since day one, and he's built this school from nothing, basically like his house. It's second home for him, and we really appreciate all he's done for our program. And you know, without him, well, we wouldn't be where we are. Yeah. So I want to thank him.
Let me tell you something. That's a great shout out. I thought you were going to shout out your dad, but that's okay. Either way, Dave, thanks so much. Have a good evening. Best of luck this week.
Thank you. You too.
Good stuff, David Vidala, linebacker. Big-time tackler. If you got a chance this week, they're playing against Jacksonville Bulls. They're playing at home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.